Morning. Before I even start the sermon, just to remind you, we also having our youth conference November 15th through the 17th. So, la jeunesse a fait la conférence le 15 novembre à 17 novembre. So, we ask everyone to support us. We got a dynamic speaker that's coming. It's a friend of the church. So, we ask that you please invite a friend, bring a friend. It'll be from the 15th to the 17th of November. Amen? Let's bow our heads as we pray and invite God into this moment. Father, we're trying in heaven. Hallowed be our name, God. We thank you at every chance that we have, every opportunity, Father. We give thanks to you, for you are good. You are awesome. It is your breath that is in our lungs, Father. It is with every breath that we have, then we exalt you. We pray you. We lift you up on high, Father. For you are deserving. You are worthy of all that we have and all that we can give, Father. We thank you upon this moment. And as we're about to receive your word, Father, I ask you, decrease me. Increase in me, Holy Spirit, that the words I speak may not be mine, but may be yours, Father. Speak to your people. Seed your people is in the precious name, in the mighty name, the name that's above every other name, the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So this week we are finishing up our 4-week series on modesty and clothing. I have the honor to finish it off. Not a popular topic, I would imagine, right? No? I'm by myself. We've been kind of doing it for the last 4 weeks. Let's open our Bibles real quick, and I'm going to read this. 1 Timothy chapter 2. I'm going to read verse 8 through 10. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8 through 10, and I'll read it. Therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray with lifting up holy hands, without anger or disputing. I also want the woman to dress modestly, with decency and propriety, adorning themselves not with elaborate hairstyle or gold pearls or expensive clothes, but with good deeds appropriate for a woman who profess to worship God. Amen? So, I was asked not to deviate from the service, from the topic. As I was doing research for the sermon today, and as we speak about modesty and clothing, and I know the pastors have been preaching about this, and there's really not much else that could be said. I know the pastor went over what type of clothes to wear, so on and so forth, both the pastors. So there's not really that much more that could be said. So, nous commençons la série ça 3-4 semaines passées, and Pastor prêchait sur les déjà, right? Both Pastor Chris and Pastor Bell, and réellement par exemple, on pile par exemple qu'à ajouter sous sujet de non qui ça pour nous gens pour nous habiller, qui ça qui modest. I'm going to, but there's really not much to add to that. So, lem ta fe comme si recherche what Paul is talking to as he's talking to Timothy and regarding Ephesians. So, nous commençons pour nous garder. Can I be honest with you guys before I start? Okay. M'papa l'empile Josiah in the sense that I'm not going to give a lot of words. I'm going to be very direct. Is that okay? That's how I preach. So I'm going to be very direct. So now let me commencer. Let me commencer à faire étude pour présenter the sermon. In everything that you do in the Bible, you have to look at context. Lorsque on chapitre dans le livre là, c'est pour comprendre context chapitre là, right? C'est pour comprendre à qui monde auteur a parlé. You have to understand who the author is speaking to, right? So now as we look at Paul speaking to the people and as he's speaking to Timothy and the church, how we're supposed to be at church and as we, how we're supposed to be as Christians as we walk our lives. No, no, I've got it. Akimun Polapale, right? And Sufe Etsidu and Ephesus, Mun Ephesianyo, right? You have to see who they are and why it was very important that Paul actually had this conversation. Paul had to have a conversation because in Ephesus, the just geographically, if it, I don't say Ephesus in Creole, Ephesian, say that some place qui te gagne pile corps. You te Ephes, that's as well. Okay, you te rich, right? It's a port city that had multiple places, so it was a wealthy city. So the people, a lot of people in Ephesus were wealthy, and a lot of the Gentiles that were coming to Christ were part of that wealth. So pile moon qui t'a vin comme c'est qui me devin chrétien, c'était moon qui était déjà gain corps na pays à Ephesus, okay? On n'a pas ou ka apprendre de Ephesus. Another thing you should like know about Ephesus is who they worshipped. That is very important to this topic. Bon Dieu ou moun, et pas bon Dieu pas nous, non? Bon Dieu, yo, ti bon Dieu avec le small G, yo te adoré dans Ephesus. Il est vraiment important pour comprendre qui est ce qui est. There is the goddess, Dionaya or Artemis. Their god was this woman god of, is a very central god. So, you know, this when you take on adore, it is Satan, but c'était une forme en fille, right? C'était Artemis. I don't know how to say that in Creole, but you'll do the research. But so litegen, is a priest. She was a high priestess. You litegen comme si l'église pour that idol, for them to worship. Are you guys following me? You tracking with me? I'm trying to do it both in English and Creole for you guys. So you're thinking l'église pour idolza, right? That's right. You're thinking l'église pour idola, pour yo servir idolza. But idola c'est ton fille, and it is réellement central, right? So idolza you think on servir na Ephesus. So it is on non sens l'église asensuel, te comme si presque marié na Ephesus. Nous comprenons. You guys are following me. So in Ephesus, sensuality, worship were one and the same. They were together. So it was to the point where they had prostitutes in the church in Ephesus for the church of Artemis. It was part of the culture. So culture, c'est comme ça le théâtre. So Paul. So, when you are a Christian, you come in the église. So, Jean, you come serve idol par you. You are venin dans l'église, bon Dieu. Right? So, the same way they used to worship their idols, they were coming to bring it into the church of God. Because worship, religion, culture is married. Parce que Jean nous fait l'église, culte nous, Jean nous servit bon Dieu, li tout marié. Amen. Nous me dit ça déjà non me dit ça dans l'église ça déjà. Jean nous servit bon Dieu. Pour me venir là pour me prêcher sans col, il pas fait sens pour nous-mêmes. Mais les mal l'église américaine monde blanc. Mon ça un t-shirt sous yo. You get a pantalon à bako, sans problème. Même Saint-Esprit, même bon Dieu. But ça sont by culture. It's culture. It's different. So that was part of Ephesus. So ça t'est now, if it, so say, so tout ça t'est marié. So t'es besoin d'un distinction that had to be made. Paul had to have a distinction made. Because as the church, we cannot look like the world. Amen? That's very easily agreed upon. Nous pas à l'église sembler le monde. D'accord, right? Ça c'est un bail, nous pas besoin. Ça c'est un bail simple. Simple. It's easy. What the world looks like, God has called us to be holy and set apart. Amen? We are supposed to be set apart. So even the way we adorn ourselves is to be within that same context of holy and set apart. Now, the big problem, as I did a lot of research, I listened to a lot of different sermons, a lot of different pastors, and the big problem, people problem nous jeune na passer ça réellement vraiment na tout pasteur me tendez tout l'autre monde qui prêchait sur sujet ça problème moi voyez tout nous tout gagne c'est dans sens what is modesty. Et là, ça nous arrive dans le problème. Dans qui ça qui est modeste. Et réellement, et moi chercher comme si old sermons et new sermons. Et même dans old sermons, pasteur qui a prêché dans 1970s, it was always the same thing. And even with the sermon, it always seemed to be an attack on the youth. But it's not. But it seemed to be that way. N'importe le non moun mwen ka prêché yo, il toujours semblé comme si c'est jeune yo. N'a dit eh jeune nous pas mettre ça. Et comme ça il semblait, m'a dit ça lié non? Mais comme ça semblait. But that's what it is. N'importe qui l'autre prêché message là in 1970 and 1980 and 1990 so on and so forth. It always seems like the adults are saying youth, you should not wear this. Is this what it appears to be? And it's funny to me, and it's you could go as far back as you want. That's how it's always been. So it's funny that we then, as we get older and start preaching the same sermon, forget then we were on the opposite side of the same sermon. So kounya li pou mwen li comme si non sens nous même on l'est c'est nous même qui t'es non bon jeune là un grand moun yo t'a dit ou pas ka mettre pantalon ça ou pas ka mettre garde ça un kounya nous vinn grand moun nous non sens nous oublier nous t'es dans l'autre position non m'asim fait oh non d'accord so we find that's the but and I'm asking why is that? Parce que bib c'est bib, right? The word of the God is true. But qui j'en fait nous what is the tension? Nous toujours depuis nous prêcher sur ça, gain tension, right? Amongst the youth and the adults. They gain comme si problème like oh no, mais j'en passe dit ça, I don't like the way the pastor preach about this, so on and so forth. But why is that? Why is that the tension is there? Pourquoi ça a un problème ça? That's because culture changes. Modesty, unfortunately, whether we like it or not, change. The standard for modesty change. The only thing that doesn't change is God. Et seul bon Dieu qui va changer. Moun changer. Nous changer. Temps changer. Bon Dieu pas changer. Ben, et pour nous comprendre ça, nous comprenons que c'est bon Dieu vraiment qui va changer. Nous-mêmes, nous changer. So, je nous habille, changer. Et pour nous faire ça, et pour nous vraiment prendre sens, nous. Like, that is true. But, it's not a it's pas comme si son it's like a free will to say ou ka mete so vle. That is not true. It's impossible. The Holy Spirit will convict you. You have to be modest. Et pour comprendre ça pour mettre dans l'église. Et pour comprendre ça pour mettre là dehors. That is what it is. That is simple. I don't think that's the problem. Ça est pas problème non. problema is us understanding one another. We lack compassion for one another. Amen. But there's a bigger picture because, and actually I was having that conversation this morning, the enemy, Satan aime mettre division, même dans l'église. Même les nous penser n'a font bon bagaille. Nous voulons diriger non bon sens. Nous bao bon message. Nous bao even as adults, we want to tell our children the right thing to do. We're coming from a good place. N'a sorti non bon place. Nous voulons faire XYZ. But Satan made division amongst it. Even when it was meant for good, Satan tried to get in there and put division. So say, pour nous-mêmes qui chrétiens, qui gain sagesse, this is wisdom, I learned that, qui gain sagesse, pour nous where, when the division comes, where do we stand? Les divisions vini côté nous compter. Parce que Bible dit comme ça, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing your mind, right? Don't be like the world. It's access not to be like the world, but be stand apart, stand out. So yes, you cannot wear a mini skirt to church. That should be understandable, right? That should be common sense. And I would dare to say, to our elders, pour nous mêmes qui grand monde, right? Qui gain un problème per se. M'a dit c'est ça, c'est ça, you know? I'm just saying. Si nous avons un problème avec un monde, right? Or you know, jeune, or even not a jeune, maybe le gars l'autre monde qui gens yo habillé, gens comportement yo. Si nous avons un problème à ça, cela a fait sens à tout l'amour bon Dieu. Pour nous approcher mon ça avec l'amour pour nous dire ti chéri right comme ça nous parler ti chéri Jean habillé il pas bon mais c'est même bon bon raison moins penser il pas bon et pas pour nous ta dit ti chéri ou pas dans l'enfer oui ça pas fait sens right but that's how we come across. Because we have division. You understand? And then when we have division, we have conflict. The youth is going to be like, well, you don't know my generation. And you're going to be like, I don't know your generation. And it's going to be problems. But if we're approaching this with love from God's perspective, it's the easiest topic. It's nothing really hard about it. Because the Holy Spirit, c'est Saint-Esprit, qui convict people. Mka nous ka prêcher juste moins pas ka prêcher encore, right? Si Saint-Esprit don't move in this person, I don't care what you're going to say. Nous comment ça me dire? Si c'est pas Saint-Esprit qui a changé cœur au monde ou pas changer cœur au monde. Et pas job ça anyway, that's what the Bible says. It is the Holy Spirit's job to do that, right? So, même sans ça, and that's in everything. That is in modesty. That is in our dress. That is in the way we speak. That is in the way we walk. That is in the way we comport ourselves. Because as we get older, as is pertaining to clothes, your style change. Ça nous t'es comment t'es 18 ans. Il va même pas là où mettez qu'on. Amen. No? That's what it is. You don't do the same thing anymore. You change because your heart changed. You mature because you got wisdom now. Because that's what it is. The things that you used to do, you don't do. That's what Paul says. The thing that I used to do when I was a child, I don't do anymore. It is that simple. But it is on our hands as Christians to come together and understand one another. It is our duty, or to do our due diligence, to stand in the gap. So, et pour nous si nous voyons bala lan, nous pas remen, nous pas d'accord avec elle. So, al prie. D'accord? Mba kwen nous d'accord avec elle. Si mba, si c'est chrétien mye, mon bagay, mwen kwè nan la prie. D'accord? So m'prie. Non? That's what it is. And I'm not just only talking about clothing, whatever it is. N'importe ça lié. Si nous en situation, nous réellement li fait nous mal, non sens. Et nous dit c'est pour nous dit bon Dieu, moi besoin intervene in that situation. Bon Dieu est pour font bagarre dans situation ça. Et bon Dieu est pour dire un mot dans situation ça. Amen. That is your job. That is your duty. To do that. And that's all it is. That is the perspective I have on what to wear. What is modest? Modesty, as I studied it, changed continuously. At one point, it was modest. You could, as a woman, you could not show your ankle. I'm talking about, I don't know how to say ankle, but... Non, bah, genou la piwo, genou toi wo, antibasa la. Yes, that one. On point, ou pas ka moutre basa, dit trop. L'autre dit, oh non, I see your ankle. Voilà l'enfer. No, but, I'm sorry about that. But no, there's a time you couldn't show that because it wasn't modest. You understand? And then there's a point where your calf, which is your calf muscle. Listen, whatever this is. I don't think that's what it is. But however, irregardless, my point is, so, temps changé, on t'y casse. So, and it's still, we have to understand what modest is. Gion le, ou pas le cas moutre your elbow as a woman. It was too much. It was sensual to mutre elbow. But now it's okay, apparently. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if it's still okay. I think it is. I don't know. I'm not sure. I say that to say modesty changes. But that doesn't mean we have to look like the world either. That doesn't mean you have to have, as a man, your pants has to be super tight. You're sagging. That's ridiculous. You're supposed to be set apart. And then as a matter of fact, as they're speaking, as Paul, as if we read this chapter clearly, it's saying we shouldn't even be showing off. That's what's talking about the elaborate braiding and all that stuff. The elaborate braiding, it took literally pile de temps. Pour mon sao te pouti qui j'en dis très séché veyo. Son bag qui était cher en pile, et pas comme si vous allez dans beauty salon and pay $60. Il était cher en pile pour te très séché vous dans temps ça. So you were showing off. That's not how you come to church showing off. Vous comprenez? So vous t'a montré mon ou gen corps. See, it's the equivalent of coming to church in the summertime, very flashy with a fur coat. Woman, you guys didn't say that. But it's like if you were to wear, adorn something very expensive, over extravagant hat. Got this, huh? Okay. So, sous te vin à l'église, right? Chapeau trop gros, right? Mais gros c'est chapeau, li belle, oui? But mais gros c'est chapeau, pour montrer que j'ai un gros bel chapeau. It's the same thing as braiding your hair. You guys know that, right? Remember, in the même sens, the apostle was talking about. It's context. If we don't comprehend context, not bien. So it was telling the rich people, so j'aime do emphasis to gain un pilgrim. So kunya moun riche, a moun pauvre, vin dans l'église ensemble. So Paul dit, m'pa vle moun riche yo a montre yo gen plus kòb parce que moun pauvre ça pour moun pauvre là li dans l'église li dit ça gade moun riche là il pa même prend ça bon Dieu vin pou li. Vous comprenez? That is the context. C'est context ça, the Bible speaking about. And that's what's the difference. So when we get caught up, we're trapped on what you're wearing and how tight and how not and whatever. But we have to understand the context. As a matter of fact, they couldn't. You pas qu'à même mettre garde qui est trop couleur. You pas qu'à trop, how you say, bright. It couldn't be too bright, too flashy. It was to be modest. Quand il a passé un peu long là, we wouldn't pass because a lot of us are bright right now. Get more woos there, a lot more woos, more vert, more bleu, bien bleu. No problem. If we don't take it out of context. Si nous pas prenons non-context. Comprend? But it's okay now. Color doesn't mean wealth anymore. It did back then. Couleur pas le dire ou bien plus corps qu'on y a. But n'entend ça, te le dire ça. Nous comprenons? Et pour nous comprendre, Bible. Bon Dieu dit nous, Bible dit nous ça, n'importe ça mon dit, if I come here and preach, you got to test it. N'importe ça nous dit là, et pour même à faire research pour comprendre dans le sens bon Dieu veut parler avant là. Because you don't want to be bewitched. You want to be bewitched. You don't want to fall into whatever. That is the context. So let's keep the Bible in context. Let's keep the Bible in context. When we're praying, when we're preaching, when we're judging one another. Amen? Let's keep it in context. And let's rebuke in love. Let's rebuke. How do we help me to say that in English? In Creole, how do we say we rebuke in love? Pastor, give me. Yes, exactly. Un exhorté avec l'amour. Amen. That is what we're called to do. So as we close this this 4-week series, as we close it out and we move forward. I pray that you were blessed this with this series, that you guys got different perspectives, different point of views, and different views that would kind of get you to think and start examining yourself. Because at the end of the day, we have to examine ourselves. Amen. Salvation is personal. We do it corporately. But you have to examine your heart. You have to examine yourself to see where you stand. So, like I said, I don't have much to say on this topic today. And I just pray that we give you a little bit of background of what it is. So, yes, be modest in your dress. Be mindful as a Christian, your lifestyle. Not only just what you wear, but be mindful of your whole lifestyle, because you are affecting someone else. The Christian life, unfortunately, though salvation is personal, the Christian walk is not. We do it as a community. Nous comprenons ça? So, salut, sont bien personnel, but Christianity, sont bien nous faire corporately, nous faire ensemble. So, je nous habille. Je nous parle, je nous carry ourselves, not only affect us, it affect others. We live a life purposely. As Christians, you live on purpose. Whatever you do it on purpose. Amen. N'importe quoi faire, vous faites pour, like, you have God in mind. Like, I wouldn't wear, like, I don't mind a tie. But honestly, I wouldn't wear the tie if it was up to me. But mkone simpa me call sa, mam kom se preche la, nou papte nou mumzi. Gende, nou, e pa tou moun. Gende tou a moun, nou papte nou mumzi. Ki jan fwe bwis fin la, san call nou cool. Right? But So moi même pas qui est de quoi là. It doesn't one way or the other doesn't matter to me. But moi fell on purpose because moi connais qu'agon l'autre monde m'a prêché, il pas même temps de ça m'a dire. Vous comprenez? So nous même sans ça, gien de ba ou mettez dans l'église là. Ou pas mettez parce que gon monde dans l'église a dit qui sale sale, qui sale gien sous lui là. Vous comprenez? And miss the whole makes miss God. Parce qu'il y a gardé qui Jean Cheville comme ça, Miss God. Vous comprenez? So we do it on purpose. What we were mindful of who we are and how we walk on purpose. So another may not fall, because we are our brother's keeper. Nous fell so on l'autre monde pas tomber. Pour l'en avoir adoré bon Dieu ensemble, l'autre monde pas dit oh. Pourquoi ça intel gain whatever sous lui? Pourquoi ça intel vin là comme ça? Garde ça sous intel. Et non non tant ça bon Dieu passé ou va jeûner. Amen. That's what it is. That's what it is. And I pray that we grow together. That we move beyond the divisions. Because we have a great battle that we're fighting. As Christians, nous non bataille difficile. So let nous le petit moment nous passer dans l'église là. Nous pas gaspiller. Vous comprenez? Ti dimanche ou bay là, ti vendredi, ti jeudi, pas gaspiller. Tomorrow is not even promised. Nous pas on ça qu'à priver demain si je veux. Ennemi en der tire tout mon nous. Ennemi en der tire. Nous we have bigger fish to fry. I will. We have bigger fish to fry. No, we have bigger issues. And not to put any issue less than another. Mpapti, modesty and dress is not, it is important for us to speak about it. It's important to speak about sin. It's important to speak about, you know, adultery. It's important. But it's also important to speak about spiritual warfare. It's also important pour nous parler de jeûne à prier. Bataille là, bataille là. Jean Emile avait découvert, what is it? How does it? Détruit nous. Si dimanche on gagne, pas gaspiller. Si vendredi, si jeudi, on gagne, pas gaspiller. You need to be equipped. You come here to get equipped. Nous venons là pour nous venons encourager nous, pour les nous sortir de là, pour nous comme si écouter un bataille là, pour nous sauver monde, well, pour nous dire monde de bon Dieu, pour nous disciple, pour nous faire disciple. Nous venons là pour nous apprendre, so nous call de là. That's our job. That's the church. You know that's the reason the church. That's what we're here for. So nous venons là pour nous prendre, pour nous mettre bagana in our sense, what to say, to fill our weapons, to get full with our armor and then go out. That is what we're here in church for. All of it is important. All of it is important. But let's keep our eyes on Christ, amen? Let's keep focus on God. Let's love one another. Let's teach one another. On nous remet une autre. On nous prie pour une autre. On nous supporte une à l'autre. Amen? Not tout bagay, oui. In everything, unsupporté you Lord. Let us not miss God when we come to this church. pas perdre bon Dieu. Celle qui dimanche là, il nous gagne. Pas venir là sous with Lord pretext. Come and serve. Come and give God praise. Come and worship. That is what we're here for. So I hope I didn't say too much. I hope I said enough. Man, walk in modesty. Walk in love. For that is what God wants for us. Amen. God bless you guys. Let's get into our feet. We're about to we're gonna sing out, and I'll do the final prayer.